Sylvia Montag and her climbing partner, Mike Fox, a 34-year-old mountaineer from Berlin, Germany, were climbing near Denali Pass on May 3rd at just over 18,000 feet when the weather forced them to turn away from the summit and set up camp to shelter from the high winds. After waiting out the weather for 2 days, Montag and Fox began their descent down the west buttress of Denali. During the expedition, Mike Fox updated a blog on the pair's progress. The last entry in the blog is from the night of May 4th. Mike Fox described winds over 60 miles an hour and temperatures lower than 10 degrees below zero. He noted that the pair was down to about 3 days of food. That was probably enough to descend the mountain, but it likely ruled out any further summit attempts. At 11 a.m. on Monday, May 5th, the National Park Service says that Fox reported via satellite phone that he and Montag had become separated and both had limited supplies, but he did not request a rescue. Fox had taken shelter in a storage locker kept at high camp around 17,200 feet. On Tuesday, May 6th, Fox called the National Park Service again to request a helicopter rescue. He said he still had not heard from Montag. Maureen Galtieri, spokeswoman for Denali National Park, says that the phone calls as well as the blog provided useful information for rescue personnel.
That helped the rangers here kind of establish a timeline, how they were acclimatizing, where, you know, they had spent certain nights, and that information was helpful in kind of figuring out where we're at, how much food they might have left, what kind of equipment are in. Even more than that, maybe some of the apparel they were wearing. If we were going to go do an aerial search, we would know what we were looking for.
High winds and poor visibility prevented the Park Service from launching its rescue helicopter on Tuesday. Because Montag and Fox were climbing very early in the season, mountaineering rangers were not yet in position to help on the ground either. On Wednesday morning, the weather cleared enough for the rescue helicopter to launch. Dave Weber is a mountaineering ranger for the Park Service and was on board the helicopter.
The information we were going on from her climbing partner was that the most likely last known spot was up in that Denali Pass at around 18,200 feet. And that's the beginning of on the descent portion of the Autobahn area that takes you down to 17,200 camp. And so we searched that Denali Pass area and then moved down further into what a likely fall line would have been from the Autobahn.
Montag's remains were spotted between 800 and 1,000 feet below the normal trail used on the traverse known as the Autobahn. The Park Service believes she fell while descending from the pass sometime on May 5th. The area where Montag fell is one of the more dangerous areas of the mountain. 12 people have died in similar accidents near the same spot in the last 70 years. Montag and Fox were not roped together while descending through the dangerous terrain. While that is not necessarily an uncommon practice, Dave Weber says the Park Service generally advises against it. Weber also says that descending through the area early in the season poses extra risks.
Earlier in the season, we tend to have icier conditions up high, so the footing is much more difficult. It's nearly impossible to self-arrest with your axe if you do start to slip or if you do fall. And so given that, we're very, very adamant that people take great caution and use protection along that traverse.
Before they're allowed to attempt Denali, climbers must check in with the ranger station in Talkeetna and receive a briefing that covers the risks and features of the mountain. Dave Weber says that Fox and Montag's briefing did not give any indicators that they were unprepared for the climb.
Looking at their resumes, they did seem to have the appropriate experience to be on a mountain like Denali. So that wasn't one of the things that we were clued into like we are in some instances where we have people that are maybe under-experienced or there's disparate experience between members of the party where you've got somebody that's very experienced and somebody not. They seem to be a pretty well-suited pair for this.
Mike Fox was rescued from high camp on Wednesday and flown first to base camp and later Talkeetna. The atmosphere at the Walter Harper Talkeetna Ranger Station was somewhat subdued on Friday. The sense is that everyone there hopes that this first climbing tragedy of 2014 is also the last. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.